outside the box, trying to get to the bottom of every problem. Today's topic is roots. There are plenty of problems we face these days in our communities, our country, and our world, like the hot climate, war, inflation and economic stagnation, inequality, discrimination, loss of rights, and the list goes on. Are these all separate problems or are they related? Are there some deeper root causes that tie some or all of these problems together? Are there responses to these root causes that can lead to solutions? Are there flaws in humanity that cause these problems and failures? Or are the social structures and institutions we've created at fault? I think some of both. Today, let me identify some of the flaws in our heads and hearts in another outside the box. I'll look at our institutions. We're all products of our genes and environment. They both influence us in the physical environment and impact us as soon as we're born. And then, immediately also, by our parents, relatives and friends, teachers and others. As we grow, we're taught and learn ourselves how to respond to situations, gently or forcefully, with compassion or anger, in a helpful way or a harmful one. We embrace nature or keep it at a safe distance. We take a risk and do the unexpected or do what's assumed. We embrace our differences and those of others, or we try to fit in. Many of us struggle with basic needs, what Abraham Maslow termed a hierarchy of needs. If we don't have food, water, shelter, warmth, safety, and security, we struggle and feel desperate or do irrational and harmful things. If we want education but it's not available, that can trip us up. Not having rewarding personal relationships can hurt us too. A lack of power or not feeling some amount of control over our own lives can do us in as well. We may begin with good values but have experiences that cause us to question them. We may not have good values or any values beyond survival. We may want to live by our values but have no easy way to do that in the situation we're in. If we're hurt or even traumatized by experiences, family tragedies, being a victim of abuse or discrimination by others, economic uncertainties, a loss of safety, we lose trust in ourselves and others. We no longer care about certain others. We abuse them as we have been abused. And the problems continue and may even get worse. Problems can be contagious and feed on each other. Discrimination, racism, sexism, classism, etc. By even a few can encourage others to act on their biases too. We may have the capability of independent thought and can overcome the option of just following someone else's lead. But not always. If these are root causes, what are the solutions to the problems? How can we move toward peace, social and economic justice, freedom, equality, and a safe environment? Although we've had violence and inequality for centuries, they're not inevitable. We can do better. We don't have to believe sayings such as, "The poor will always be with us," or "War is inevitable," or "Why can't we all just get along?" Can we be truly independent thinkers, often traveling outside the box of what's considered normal, and live that way every day? Can we embrace difference, a new location, or gender identity, or a new relationship, or role in the community, or a new set of values? For peace and nonviolence, can we treat ourselves and all fellow humans with compassion and respect? For justice and equality, can we assume others are or can be good to each other, trusting them to do the right thing? For freedom, can we gain it for ourselves without taking it away from others? For a safe environment, can we live and let live without exploiting, developing a harmonious relationship with nature? And for all of the above, Can we think of all others as we and no one as they or the other? Can we practice being more egalitarian, taking only what we really need, especially when it means less for someone else? Can we be more cooperative rather than competitive and make sure others get enough also? Can we embrace difference and seek it out? Can we all cross the finish line at the same time? All winners and no one a loser. Our imperfections as human beings won't go away easily, nor will these solutions come quickly. What do you see as the root causes of the major problems we face in our society? And how successful are you at addressing these root causes and promoting their solutions? I'm Larry Danziger, thinking out loud about the big problems of our world and how to solve them.